Well, Bastille's new album, Doom Days, is out now, and they're coming to the Greek Theater in Berkeley on October 11th. And Dan from Bastille was kind enough to give me a call this morning. What's going on, Dan?
Hi, DK. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How has the whirlwind been of dropping an album and doing all the press? So you guys are everywhere right now.
It was really fun. It was really nice to have a chance to talk about the record, and we were just really excited for people to hear it. And, to be able to talk about what it was like to make and all the ideas in it. You know, really busy, but that's a good thing.
It comes with the territory, right?
It does. And there's definitely worse things to be doing at the time.
No, I couldn't agree more. Now, the video for Joy is so rad. I've watched it 12 times. I was actually showing it to my niece over the weekend, and she thought it was so funny because it's a collection of videos of people getting caught on camera doing naughty things. How'd you come up with that idea?
I just thought it would be a nice twist on the song and a nice way to kind of poke fun at all the stuff that we do when we think no one's watching. And, you know, I'm not saying that everybody does those things.
Yes, they do.
I think there's definitely stuff in the video that I wanted people to watch it. And even if one or two of the things, they were like, oh, that's me. You know, I wanted it to be sort of funny and a bit uncomfortable. We just wanted to have fun with it. So we're really happy with how it turned out.
Well, it's hilarious. When I saw the guy being videoed picking his nose in the car, I was like, oh, God, I hope no one has a camera on my car because that's what I'm guilty of. What about you? Is there anything that you do that when you think no one's watching that you've been busted doing that's embarrassing?
Oh, God, probably loads, I guess. Yeah. Oh, God knows. Yeah, definitely. I definitely don't go into random garages with a sex doll. I can't say that. probably, you know, like in your car, I think like singing along at the top of your voice to a song in your car, or like probably picking your nose or whatever, you know, it's those things. It's the stuff you do subconsciously and you don't even think about.
The car is supposed to be a safe place. Like, you feel like you're in your own little sanctuary. You don't expect anyone's going to see the horrible things you're doing behind the wheel. But
it's so weird where your head goes, because you think I'm in a sort of private block. And you forget that, like, you're surrounded by glass. Like, it's fully just enormous windows. So, yeah.
It's a fishbowl. What about you and your bandmates? Do you guys ever do anything embarrassing in front of each other that you wouldn't do in front of the rest of the world?
Oh, my God. We're like brothers. So, for sure.
Is there a lot of farting going on?
I think there's something about being in a band where you're living and sleeping on a bus and everybody's like always 2 feet from each other. You have to get over any sort of pretenses pretty quickly. Like, I think it probably wouldn't even bat an eyelid if the guys, you know, did a whole host of pretty horrible things in front of me.
Well, no, that's good. And like you said, it's something about, it's like being brothers. You put up with everyone's bad habits and you have fun together. Do you guys ever get into fights since you spend so much time together?
Not really bad fights. I guess we've been doing it for quite a few years now. And I think we can all kind of read each other pretty well. I think if someone's having a bad time, you give them, you know, you step back a bit. I think any job where you spend like days and days and, you know, sometimes weeks and months with the same people, you know, any job where you're going away from home, like I imagine for like service people as well, like you just get used to being in the presence of other people a lot. And I think, you know, for some people it really helps to like boil over and have a fight. I think with us, like, we'll kind of confront stuff, but we won't like shout. There's rarely like scream matches, and we've never like punched each other.
That's good. So you guys have it all figured out. You don't have like a hostile fighting relationship when things get tough. You guys just seem to understand each other, is what you're saying.
I think it's like, you know, it's like with different families. Some families where everything kind of, it's all really passive aggressive and nothing ever boils over. And then, there are some families where they scream at each other and then that's all. And then they forget about it instantly and everyone forgives each other. But
for sure.
Yeah, I think we're, so far
so good.
Still together, so.
You're still, you haven't broken up. So everything is smooth sailing. And I'd imagine launching, you know, dropping an album and going on tour. It's like all of that excitement probably brings you together. And you guys are in it together. It's like a brotherhood. So I love hearing that. I love that you guys get along. But that brings me to one of my next questions. And if you don't mind, I'm going to do 5 rapid fire questions. Are you down to just answer with the first thing that comes to mind?
Is that because you're like, can you give me shorter answers, please? Because your answers are all really long and rambling.
No.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you can ramble if you want.
Quick fire.
Okay. My first question. If you had to get one bandmate's name tattooed on your ass, who would it be?
I don't know. That's really tough. None of them.
You have to pick one. That's the game.
because I feel like I could pretend it was Woody from Toy Story.
Oh, okay. Now, see, now you just derailed me, because remind me after these questions, I got to tell you a quick story about Woody from Toy Story. But my next question, if you could co-headline a world tour with any other artist, who would it be?
Oh, good question. Alive or dead, or anyone?
Anyone. You name it.
Oh, my God. Maybe like Bowie, just because I'd want to watch his show every night.
Oh, that's a good answer. Okay, now, what is your favorite fast food, and what do you order there?
Oh, God, that's so hard. I love fast food so much.
I'm judging you on your answer, by the way.
No, I know. That's really hard. I mean, I guess your classic American answer would be, like, get a double-double
yes.
animal style from In-N-Out Burger.
Dude, you just passed with flying colors. That was, like, the number one answer you could have given me.
Okay. I love fast food so much. And it's, like, oh, it's so brilliant. Like, anything, like tacos, burgers, mm-hmm. pizza. Oh, it's such a great genre. It's such a great genre of food.
I know.
Very,
right?
Very tricky. Anyway, sorry.
Now I'm hungry. Thanks for that. Okay, my next question. What is one thing you're self-conscious about?
Ooh, my inability to sing. Makes me quite self-conscious.
Okay, and my last rapid-fire question. You can only listen to one song for the rest of your life. What one song are you choosing?
Maybe John Cage's Silence, because I think listening to anything on repeat till the end of your life would probably drive you crazy.
Okay,
and
good answer.
It would mean I could never write songs anymore. So if I was just listening to Silence, I could sing loads of other songs for myself.
Okay.
And that's my annoying answer, is basically like...
No, that's okay. It was a clever answer. I appreciate
it.
Well, awesome. Hey, man, we are so excited that you're coming to Berkeley to perform at the Greek Theater coming up in October. And we love you here at Alt-105.3. I can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. And before I get out of here, I want to tell you one thing about Woody from Toy Story. I was watching Toy Story 4 with my niece over the weekend, and she also loves Bastille, and she's obsessed with your song, Joy. And she said to me after we watched Toy Story, she goes, "The guy from Bastille kind of looks like Woody, huh?" And I thought about it.
No.
And
no
I was like,
way.
Dan, you put a cowboy hat on Dan, and they totally kind of have that, like, similar kind eyes that, you know what? That's your next Halloween costume, man. I'm telling you, you could pull it off.
I'll take it. I will take that. And that's for Halloween costume for sure. That's amazing.
Well, my niece loves you. We love you at Alt-105.3. And thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning. You're the best, dude.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Cheers.
Cheers,
take
man.
Care.